You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Tonight is the 20th of Shawwal 1444. We know during the month of Ramadan Mubarak, the first 20 days, what are we doing? That we abstain from eating, drinking, fulfilling our lust and desire. And then the last 10 days, there's a progression in that love. So, Ya Allah, I love my wife, I love my shop, I love my job, but I love you more, Ya Allah. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. The people who possess true Iman, they're intensely in love with Almighty Allah. Hence we have a new ibadat and that is called i'tikaf. So 24 hours out of 24, we're in the house of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So we should remember that we are now again in the house of Almighty Allah. Then when the moon and the crescent be sighted for Eid al-Fitr, first of Shawwal, now there's a new ibadat starting. So you study Ramadan, you study itikaf, you study your Taraweeh 20 rakats, then Almighty Allah announces, Al-Hajj Ashurum Ma'lumat. The months of Hajj are well known. Which are the months of Hajj? Very easy to remember. Min Eidin ila Eidin. From one Eid to the next Eid. First of Shawwal, Eid al-Fitr, to the 10th of Zulhijjah, and that is Eid al-Adha. Those are the months of Hajj. Now our hearts are saturated with the love of Almighty Allah. Ya Allah, for your love, I kept the fast. I performed Taraweeh. I sat for itikaf. And now, Ya Allah, my hair, my clothing, my socks, my shoes, everything is unimportant. Your house, you, Ya Allah, your special mercy descends by the Baytullah. I'm coming with my kafan, I'm coming with my shroud, with my ihram, I'll be in a state of consecration. And then the slogan of a lover, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, Labbaik La Sharika Laka Labbaik, Inna Alhamda Wa Ni'mata Laka Wal Mulk La Sharika Laka. So study this journey of love it is. Therefore, O lover, you must never complain. One day you like stories, and there are many of my connections here. So maybe, I don't know, 10, 15, 18 years ago, we were in Muzdalifa. So we had 4 or 5 of our brothers from Malawi. So you know that in Muzdalifa you have to sleep on the land and sand. So these are all millionaires, you know, big shots. So they told me, Panke to sarkai na ache hito sumindu. We can't sleep there, come off it. I say, Anke sarkai ache ke na ache, we all have to sleep here, bah. So I said, me, here's my hajj mat, I'm sleeping. And this, you'll do what you want to do. So Allah Ta'ala woke me up early that morning, 3 o'clock, 3:15, whatever. But they first got soup timing and dreaming of Malawi. You understood? Whole lot sleeping and dreaming of Malawi. So I have to tell them during my lectures day in Madina Munawwara, Makkah, Mukarrama. I said, we stay in five-star hotel, but the best stars we will see when we sleep in Muzdalifa. So I started waking them up one by one. So I asked them, Bhai, you alright? He said, for real, I saw 13 stars, Pachinandaravi. I saw 13 stars, then I got the best sleep, you see. So that is Hajj. Whatever Allah says run, you run. Allah says walk, you walk. Allah says you sleep, you sleep. And not as a burden, but to show and display and express our love for Almighty Allah Jalla Allah. That is the whole Hajj. So tonight's topic, brothers, sisters, esteemed listeners, is Al-Asma. The meaning of the names that are related to Hajj. Let's start with Makkah. Makkah Mukarrama, if our non-Muslim neighbor has to ask us, you're going for Hajj, then what is the meaning of Makkah? How many of us even know what is the meaning of Makkah? You see, here in our hometown, home city, home country, we all are Muslims. Somebody, I'm the chairman, I'm the president, I'm the trustee, I'm the Maulana, I'm the Hafiz sahab, Qutb sahab, and Qari sahab, Mufti sahab, this one, this one. So lot of things we have. Makkah to crush our pride. When we come to Makkah, we not master somebody, we master nobody. You see in Tawaf, they will push you. Sometimes you don't even know whether your feet are touching the ground or not. 1992, I don't know if any one of you were in Hajj. It was the first time ever in Hajj, 4 million plus people came for Hajj. We only entered Arafat 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And the people say, you're going to read Salat, they say, we're reading Salat here. On the Tar Road, it's 49, 50 degrees. And you have to put your head down there. That is Hajj. For your love, Ya Allah, we will do whatever you command us to do. So you see, 4 million people. And when you're making tawaf with ziyarat, then you're going this way and this way, and I'm a big guy, you know, I'm 6 feet tall and 100 kilos, you know. But you can push me, then what they'll push you? I should tell our woman, they'll push you and you'll end up in Safa Marwa just now. So you must remember these things, yeah. So brothers, so we must know Makkah. Makkah means to crush us, to break us. Take all that artificial, today they speak of artificial intelligence, all these artificial titles, remove it. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allah, it is your majesty, it is your sovereignty, it is your authority. We will bow to none except you. We will prostrate to none except you, Ya Allah. Makkah. Makkah, bi batni Makkah, the Quran says. Makkah. Makkah with the mean, Makkah with the ba, with the be. Inna awwala bayti hudiya linnasi lalladhi bi Makkata. What is Makkah, brothers? When we just see the Baytullah, we are there for Umrah, we are there for Hajj. And first time you see the Baytullah, the Kaaba Musharrafa, and we have that chingari, we have that spark of Iman in our hearts, you will see the tears will be rolling down. Ya Allah, I'm a transgressor, I'm a sinner, head to toe. Out of your favor, your karam, your mercy, your benevolence, your compassion, you made me your mihman, Ya Allah. We are the Yufur Rahman. We are not the guest of people. We are not the guest of a government. We are not guest of politicians. We are Allah ke mihman when we are in Makkah, Mukarrama, Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifa. When we in Medina to Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are the mihman and guest of the Master Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bakka to cry. Remember, if illam tabku fa tabaku. When you make dua and you beg Allah, cry. And if you can't cry, make your face like that of a crying person. Open Mishkar Sharif Mustad Ahmed, you will find. So Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. How many we got? Hafiz Nawshad, you must count. Makkah, Makkah, Umm al-Qura. When our beloved biological mother is there, Eid now, we just 3 weeks ago, we have celebrated Eid plus minus. And what we see? We say, no, we're going to meet our parents. We're going to meet Ummi. We're going to meet Mummy. Everybody is gravitating towards the mother. Because Ma to Ma ghar ki nurani batti hai. She is the luster and the radiance and the effulgence of that house. What does Quran say about Makkah? Umm al-Qura, the mother of all towns, all cities and all places. Allah's mercy descends first there and then it spreads to all parts of the world. Therefore we perform tawaf only there. Nowhere else in the world you can perform tawaf. Then Makkah is the nucleus. Everything started in Makkah. Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the honorable birth of the Master, where? Makkah. Ma min nabiyin illa waqad hajja. Hajj is such an ancient ibadat from Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam's time, right till Nabi Isa alayhi salam. Every Nabi perform Hajj. The Master Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed 3 Hajj. 2 Hajj before it became compulsory. And then when it became compulsory, then the Master alayhi salam performed the Hajjatul Wida, the farewell Hajj, and put farewell to the Ummah. What do you think the Master alayhi salam, when he told Mu'az bin Jabal, when he told Sahaba, لَأَلِّي لَا أَرَاكُمْ بَعْدَ آمِي هَذَا. It was the 10th year of the Hijrah, and the Master alayhi salam is already preparing the Sahaba that my demise, I'm going to make parada from you. It's very, very near and imminent that I won't see you after this year. This is the 10th year, and after this maybe I won't see you. What do you think went through the hearts of the beloved Sahaba who loved the Master alayhi salatu wasalam more than their own spouses, parents, siblings and children? So that is what we must know. Makkah, Dakka, Umm al-Qura. We're discussing Makkah's honorable names. First one, we must remember Makkah is called وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينِ. The city of peace, tranquility, serenity. You see this month, Shawwal, tonight is the 20th. If somebody has to ask us, what is the meaning of Shawwal? How many of us know what's the meaning of Shawwal? Shawwal means shikari kumarna, that you go hunting. You see what your AK. You know what's AK? You know? You must go with AK-255, not AK-47. You must get Aitul Kursi. Then you will shoot the target. I was there one day, they were lecturing in Rustenburg. So during the lecture that I spoke something, then one person said, yes, we got the lion in our yard. So he couldn't understand, a lion in your yard. I mean, it's not something normal, you know. So after that, we had short Q&A. So I asked him, where's your lion? He said, no, we got plenty of lions. I said, no, this I must see. So he said, tonight we take you there. So very good, we went. So between Rustenburg and Zeros and that, they got some small farm there. All these cubs are there, you know. And they put their hand inside the cub and all these things. Long story, I'm cutting it short. So anyway, you must remember, so these youngsters and all of them, they play with that lion and all. They told me, put my hand inside. I said, bah. I must put my hand inside there. What you talking? So he told me, just sleep here. Tomorrow I'll take you hunting. I said, yeah, very good. You see, we like challenges, you know. Then he brought that gun with a telescope, you know. Now he said, you must just look inside and then you must shoot. So we never read Bismillah once, we read Bismillah 4-5 times, you see. Plus AK-255 also we read. You know AK-255, Aitul Kursi, you see. Ayat number 255, so that you must read. Then I shot. He told me, wonderful. He went, the brother, and he slaughtered. The Bura from neighboring farms, they all came, whiskey, no, who's shooting now? So no, we got one AK here, he's just taking some chances, you know, understood? Just a fluke, you know, understood? One shot it hit the target and all these things. So we got a lot of stories that I have to say also. So why Shawwal a hunting month? Quran speaks of this. Surah 9 verse 36. Minaha arba'atun hurum. Our Islamic lunar calendar, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala sanctioned it, mentions it. When the day Almighty Allah created the entire universe, there were 12 lunar months and calendar, Islamic calendar. From the 12 lunar months, 4 are sacred months. So which are the sacred months? The Quran Sharif is silent. Chapter 16, verse 44. وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ. We reveal to you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this reminder, the Quran. What is your function? لِتُبَيِّنَا لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ. You must explain in detail to them what is revealed for them. وَلَأَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. So that they wonder and ponder. Hadith Bukhari Sharif, ثَلَاثٌ مُتَوَالِيَاتٌ. 3 are consecutive months, Zulqa'dah, the month of sitting. Dhul-Hijjah, the month of performing Hajj. Muharram, the honorable month. Rajab, and the month of Rajab. So why these 4 months? You know the Arabs, they used to have war, civil war, and the war will continue for decades and centuries sometimes. So Islam says these 4 months are sacred months. Once the month of Zulqa'dah starts, automatic ceasefire. Zulqa'dah, sabbid jaw, everybody sit down. Zulhijjah, the month of Hajj. So Zulqa'dah, the people will have a safe passage to go for Hajj. They're not sitting in the plane and 10 hours, 20 hours a day in Makkah and so forth. They used to walk, they used to go by donkey, by horse, by camel, whatever means of conveyance they found. Zulhijjah, they sit there, Makkah, Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, Medina. Muharram, Qudum al-Hujjaj, the Hajis are coming back. I'm born in Heidelberg, and my neighbor, the Jina family, I was very young, but they used to play that, you know, that record, 75 or what it was, LP or what, I don't know if you'll even remember. 75, no? Huh? Well, 75 or 48, huh? So, 45, 78, 88, and I understood. So they had one song. I didn't understand Urdu or nothing. But in one song, I used to stop playing my soccer, cricket. I said, this is a nice song. He said, Awo, Awo, Medina chale. Awo, Awo, Medina chale. So we used to stop the game remember, to listen to that, you see. So then Allah Ta'ala takes us also with this further. So anyway, brothers, so Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, now Muharram, Qudum al-Hujjaj, the Hajis are returning. So they need a safe passage. Then what about Rajab? During the course of the year, you want to go for Hajj, you want to go for Umrah, so you have safe passage. No war, and you go for Umrah, and you make Umrah, and you come back. See the wisdom of the 4 sacred months. See, so we all related to Hajj. So the last, the 4 names, Makkah, Makkah, then Umm al-Qura al-Balad al-Ameen, city of peace, tranquility. Nobody must be able to stop you. No government, no authority got the right to stop you. Surah 22, verse 25. Allah did not mention this for anybody, any place, anything. Just to make irada, just to make intention of a vice and a sin, then it's like perpetrating, committing the sin. Now imagine we go to such holy places and we make bay'adbi and show disrespect. وَمَنْ يُرِدْ فِيهِ بِإِلْحَادٍ بِظُلْمٍ نُذِقْهُ مِنْ عَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ Chapter 22, verse 25. Whoever makes intention of deviation and oppression and we get involved in vices and sins, we will unleash for him, that person, a painful, terrible, horrible punishment. Think, brothers, what we're doing when we're going for Hajj and Umrah. So that is Baladul Amin, the city of peace, tranquility, serenity. Last one, Ma'ad. لَرَابُكَ إِلَى مَعَادْ وَإِذْ جَأَلْنَا الْبَيْتَ مَثَابًا. With Allah's help, Allah's mercy, I've traveled so many countries in the world, all the continents with Allah, all Allah's mercy, هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي هَذَا رَحْمَةُ مِنْ رَبِّي. But you get tired, you go to Dubai 3 times, you go to London 4 times, you go to America 5, it's fed up, what do we do here? But Makkah Mukarrama, the Baytullah, Allah put a magnet there inside. We don't know Arabic, and it's so hot also. You know our South African, I told you the story before, but you'll forget also, you know people, they got short memory also. We went for Hajj with Allah's help. So every year we tell the people, you're the first time Haji, don't go here and here, you're going to get lost. But you know curiosity kills the cat. So this mortal, he went here and there. First day of Hajj. You know everybody's in Ihram in Mina. Now he doesn't know any Arabic and the police guy doesn't know any English. So he got lost. Only one thing he remembered. That next to our camp in our tent, there was Al-Bayk. You know that Al-Bayk, they sell all this food and what have you. So he went to the police and told the police, Al-Bayk, Al-Bayk. Meaning show me with Al-Bayk. The police said, Labbayk, Allahumma Labbayk. He's making Al-Bayk, Al-Bayk. The police making Labbayk, Allahumma Labbayk. So he got the khatu ai, you understood? So you must learn some Arabic and all these type of things also. So anyway, so these are 5 names. You will find a place. See, I give you. Among Sahaba, we start on top. Habibullah Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 3 Hajj. 2 before it became compulsory, One after it became compulsory. Sahaba, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, we have a whole lexicon. We have a book which no one in the world has got. You ulama students, write it down. There's an Orientalist, Mustashrik Montgomery Watt. His name, Montgomery Watt, W-A-T-T. His book's name is The Formative Period. In there he writes, you Muslims are the only people on the face of this earth. You have the dictionary, the lexicon, what we call in our terminology, Asma'ul Rijal wa Nisa. We can pinpoint for you and show you who was born where, which year he was born, who are his teachers and who are his students and everything. From Sahaba, Tabi'in, Tabi'in, all. 500,000 Montgomery Watt, not Muslim. Al-Fadlu ma shahidat bil-a'da'u. Virtue is there that even your enemies, they bear testimony to that. Layla al-isnadu laqala ma shah, man shah ma shah. That's why the Christians, when they speak to me, I say, all this Bible you got, you say Mark and Luke and Matthew. That who are they? None of them met Jesus. So why, how can they speak? When they never even met him, none of them met him. So remember Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu ma hajja 60 marra. He performed 60 hajj. Wa a'taqa alfa abdin wa atamara alfa marra. He liberated 1,000 slaves. He performed 1,000 umrahs from Medina up and down he used to go. Who can do that today? Yet to ishka masla hai when you are intensely in love with the Master alayhi salam. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, the genius, the giant, Abdullah ibn Umar's grave was where he went. He's not buried in the graveyard. One day, I was performing tawaf. And the one person in front did something funny, so I tipped him. I told him, don't do this, you're not permissible. Something, you know how people do funny. It wasn't a South African song. Now, you don't know who's behind you. So a sheikh saw me doing that, he tipped me. He said, from where you come? I said, you know, be Africa. He said, what you do? I said, no, I was in Newcastle. So I told him, I teach Quran, Tafsir, Hadith, Fiqh. So you see there, meet me there, after the tawaf. Very good. So I met him, he said, that I see, you know little bit, I teach you certain things, nobody will take. I said, Subhanallah, ahadan wa sahlan bik, ya Sheikh. So he told me, next day, meet me there, and all that, and he took me to all the places normally you will never see. So he took me to Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu's grave. He's buried behind one Arab person's house, and the grave is there. See, we go, we will never think of this type of thing. Like that, many places, all Allah's fazl, Allah's mercy. So anyway, Abdullah ibn Umar, 60 hajj, 1,000 umrahs. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah from Iraq, 55 hajj. The people came to him, Ya Abu Hanifa, you are the big genius. How many times you hajj first? He said, one. He said, what do you have to go every year? He say, I found one verse in the Quran Sharif, for beside Hajj I never saw that virtue for any other ibadah. Therefore when Hajj come, I must go. Meaning my heart is filled, you know, with guilt under a gulwala paida hota. My heart just starts, I must go, I must go. Perform 55 Hajj, which ayat is referring to chapter 22, Surah Hajj, verses 27-28. This Arabic even you can understand. لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ. You will witness the nafa, the benefit, the profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, in this worldly life, when you perform hajj, you perform umrah for the love and pleasure of Allah. Akhirat is akhirat. In this world, you will see all the benefit. 55 hajj. Hazrat Pirane Pir, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Nawwarallahu Maqadahu, 50 hajj. 3 weeks ago or so, I was in Cape Town. Just two weeks ago. I had to go perform a nikah, one of my brothers there, he picks me up for the time, his son was, he said, no, you must come, you must perform the nikah, so I went. So there's an old man in Cape Town. If you go Cape Town, you must go to Mowbray Masjid, I hope I pronounced it right. 1891, that masjid was built. 1991, they renovated the whole masjid. Imam is Imam Yusuf Pandey. Short, thin man like this. So I went there for, it was the 27th of April, that holiday. You know, it was that day there. So you can do the maths and all that. So I told him, Sheikh, before Salat, quickly, I'm going to ask you a few questions. What's your age now, Sheikh? He said, 83 years old. I asked him, how long is the Imam here? He said, 53 years. I said, how many Hajj you perform, Sheikh? He said, 49. I said, this year Hajj? He said, all the Cape Town operators are disqualified. He said, but Ekhan, I'm going. I said, now how are you going to go? He said, they invited me. They heard I'm going for my 50th Hajj. So they said, Sheikh, you must come. So I asked him, how long you were the man kickers? You know the people who see the moon? He said, 53 years. We read Salat behind him, he still stands straight, 83 years old. We went to 60, 70, Bako Guru, we half in Ruku already. You know how it is in this type of thing. And he make proper Ruku, says that everything, you know. No all chay business and all this kind. All Barakat of Hajj, you see, in this type of thing. So this South Africa is the only person I know. I asked him 49 consecutively, Sheikh, he said one way, all. See, brother, South Africa, we got, I told them, he told me, give a talk after Zohar, and I told them, you see, I came as a student of Sheikh to ask Sheikh. Now Sheikh, out of his goodness, he said, I say, these are the awliyaullah. Let me just take them as ordinary people. So that are the names of Makkah Mukarramah. Now we're starting the journey of Hajj. I told you tonight's topic is Asma, the names. So now from Makkah, where are you going to go? You're going to go to Mina. You ever wondered, pondered, what is the meaning of Mina? Mina means the dripping. The dripping of what? The blood. Nabi Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salatu salam, chapter 37, verses 101, 200, 304. Dreams of Anbiya are wahi, a revelation. So he sees in a dream, أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ فَانْذُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. Oh my beloved Ismail alayhi salatu salam, I saw in a dream, I'm sacrificing you. What you say? He's testing his son. See what the son he turned out to be. Ya abati fa'al ma tu'umar, you must do exactly what you commanded. As for me, satajiduni insha'allahu minasabirin. Father is going, Khalilullah. Son is going, Zabihullah. Satan, Lucifer, Shaitan, at the three places. How many Shaitans there are in Mina? You know. Who knows this? So you must remember that when I ask the people how many shaitans there are, they say three. I say there are four floors. When you come from Makkah, Aziziyah, there is already two floors. So that's already now three and three is six. When you come from Muzdalifah side, another two floors. So that makes it 12. So how many shaitans there are? Not 12, it's 15. The royal family, you know, they want to be special people, you see. And they have their dignitaries Hajj time. So they can't come pelt with us, the people will tell them, you must remember them. So they come, they go right in the basement, you see. Me and you can't see that, you see. And they go with their Rolls Royce and Cadillac and what and what. And they left their police also. So for them, they got three special shaitans. So for them, I say, Al-Khabith, Atul Al-Khabith. If you never understood it, you might have no padia. You don't understood? So he'll tell you the story, you must remember this thing. You don't understood? So how many shaitans there? Even the shaitan population is increasing in Mina. So anyway, brothers, so Mina. So Mina means the dripping of the blood. Ma hazir adahi ya Rasulallah. What is this Qurbani whole thing? For what we must do? Qal, ye Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sunnatu abikum Ibrahim. Is the sunnah of your father, Khalilullah Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, hadith in Muslim Ahmad. So see how many times Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam name come. So we will sacrifice there. And the symbolic shaitans are there. So that is your Mina. Remember that. From Mina now we go to Arafat. What is the meaning of Arafat? You ever wonder, ponder? So Arafat, remember, we the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah believe that Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala created Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam as the Khalifa, as the vicegerent, as the deputy to implement the laws of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala on this earth. So he no wife, no life, you know. You see, Allah and Lundi Allah. So Allah Ta'ala say, fine, khalaqa minha zawjaha. From him Allah Ta'ala created the wife. Quran says that. So the wife Sayyidah Hawa, not Hawa, Hawa, H-A-W-W-A, radiallahu anha. So they love him, mashallah, in Jannah, tasting this. You all know the story, and I don't have to tell you everything. Then they are transferred from Jannah, and Iblis, Shaitan, Lucifer, his act of defiance and pride and jealousy, you don't say transfer, he was expelled from Jannah, never to see it again. Right? So now when Nabi Adam alayhi salam is in Jannah, Sayyidah Hawa radiallahu anhu is in Jannah, he wants to go touch her, hey, no, you can't go touch. Whom did Nabi Adam alayhi salam? Allah will perform and solemnize your nikah. See. Allah Ta'ala perform his nikah. How much mahar? Mahar is salawat, durood sharif upon Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So keep the tongue moist. But salawat, durood, you know durood sharif. Durood, what it means? Durood is a Farsi word, is a Persian word. When you have bumper crops, bumper harvest, you're going to sell it in minimum time and make maximum profit, P-R-O-F-I-T. That is durood in Farsi, in Persian. We read salawat, sallallahu ala nabi, sallallahu ala nabi al-ummi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So any words like that you read, so remember your optimum reward will come to us, inshallah. So great thing. So anyway, let's carry on now. So, now Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam is sent from Jannah, now to land here in this world. So where is your land? So we land there in Adam's Peak, in Hind. Hind is your greater India. So India, that time in the olden days, was India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, Ceylon, Sri Lanka, all the areas. So he landed there. That's it. And then our mother Sayyidah Hawa, where she landed? She landed in Jeddah. Jeddah means grandmother. So that's how the name came, grandmother. Yet our mother landed there, Sayyidah Hawa radiallahu anha. Today we go Jeddah, we want to see this, we want to see this, we must go to that old maqbara, old graveyard. Every time we go place, then we get one guy who's a big sheikh or somebody, and he takes us around. If you went there, there's one long grave there, from here right till the pillar, like, long. We don't say 100%. We say the history books tell us. So their grave there, that they say, is Sayyidah Hawa radiallahu anha's grave, remember in Jeddah. But we don't say it's 100%. We will say most probably. So we must, because we don't have strong evidence from Quran or Sunnah, it's historical evidence that we have. So we should take all these matters into consideration. But the name Jeddah means grandmother. So she was landing there and she passed away. So now when she landed there, now she's looking for Adam alayhi salam. Nabi Adam alayhi salam is walking. Therefore, if you go to a hadith kitab Sahih ibn Khuzaimah, you will find Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam performed Hajj min al-Hind. The word Hind is mentioned in Sahih ibn Khuzaimah. And it's mentioned, he performed Hajj Mashiyan, walking, walking, walking. So imagine that from there he came Arafat, and they met up in Arafat. So you see, Arafat means to recognize one another. You know when you're there in Makkah, Medina, and all, you see lot of doubles, you know. So one day I'm performing tawaf, you know. And I can see from the corner of my eye, this person is running and running, you know. And midway day by tawaf, he comes and embraces me and that and kifa hal, and he looks properly, hey, samihni, samihni, wrong number. No, so this time of thing. The bichara from where he ran, you know. When you look properly, you realize you got the wrong number, you see. And so a lot of doubles there, you see. So they saw properly, now they met up, husband, wife, Arafat. Then in Arafat, what you got? In Arafat, you got Masjid Namira. You ever went to that masjid? When we go with the groups, then I tell them, see, I know you haven't come here. Those South Africans, you know, in Yemen, we got the right word for it. They're chagla. You know the chagla. They say, go chaglo hai, ne go chagli hai. Very spoiled, you know. We can't go there. We are special people, Junubi Africa, you know. So before all those muassasa and agents and all that, you just book ticket and you go. So remember those days, myself, my wife, mashallah, you don't have to worry of anybody. So we used to go there and we used to make wukuf there, everything. Now how? Let me show you this. Something for you to learn. You must pay attention now. The first time in your life you're going to hear this. Masjid Namira. What's the meaning of Namira? Namira means the stones, you must remember, that are outside there. And those days, so it was two color stone, you know. So therefore they called it area Namira. We clear? Good. Haglibuna. Now see, chapter 21, verse 107. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have not sent you, Ya Rasulullah or Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but as a mercy to the entire universe and creation. Now you must understand. Brothers, I don't know if you are interested in this, but I'll mention it. If you want to study the Hajjatul Wida of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the person who reported it the best is Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu. The whole hadith is mentioned in Muslim Sharif. Hazrat Sheikh, just now Maulana spoke of Hazrat Sheikh. Hazrat Sheikh, Hazrat Maulana Shaykhul Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya, Nawwar Allah Marqadahu, wrote a whole book in Arabic. In 3 days he wrote a book. Always I got a book in Arabic and Urdu. And always his student in Zambia, Maulana Abdul Rahman, or Abdul Rahim, you must remember who was there. So in Chipata, in Zambia he passed away. He told me, Hazrat Sheikh, that 3 days he never slept, he was busy with this book, you see, in Arabic he wrote, dictating, writing on. So Sheikhul Hadith, he was great. Now today you get a lot of things going on. So Shaykhul Hadith wrote this book, Hajjatul Wida wa Umratul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every part of the hadith, he analyzed it and he wrote notes, notes, notes. Excellent book. That translated in Urdu by Maulana Yusuf Ludhianvi, rahimahullah. The Muqaddama introduction by Hazrat Allama Yusuf bin Nuri, rahimahullah. We know all of them we met. Hazrat Shaykh we met several times. Hazrat bin Nuri we studied in his madrasa. Maulana Yusuf Ludhianvi was teaching there also. So for them all, rahimahullah. So in the Muqaddama, Hazrat Allama bin Nuri writes, is door ke sabse bare muhaddith. The greatest scholar of hadith living is Hazrat Shaykh Maulana Zakariya Nawwar Allah anhu. So see, brothers, these are the giants, you must remember. So you'll find all those notes there. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes for Hajj, and then the hadith in Sahih Muslim, khuzu anni manasikakum. Take your actions of Hajj from me. Don't make Hajj your way. You must make what I tell you. In kuntum tuhibbuna Allah, if you love Almighty Allah, fattabi'uni. Follow me immaculately. يُحْبِرْكُمُ اللَّهِ. You become the beloved of Almighty Allah جَلَّ وَلَا وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ and Allah will forgive you your sins. We tell chapter 3 verse 31. So Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read Zuhar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha all in their respective times, slept there in Mina, Fajr time read Fajr Salat there in Mina, and after sunrise then left from Mina to Arafat. Now see what happens. You must understand this because 90% of the Hujjaj are unaware of this. So today the big masjid is built. That time was not a masjid. So that time was open land basically. So this is the masjid, brothers, today. This is the masjid. Okay? So when you enter Masjid Namira, so this front portion where the Imam stands, this is the mihrab, the niche. So this first 5-6 serfs, pay attention, look at me. This first 5-6 serfs is not part of Arafat. It's out of Arafat. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read Zuhur and Asr on the 9th of Zulhijjah, a Friday, and hadith in Tirmidhi, Al-Hajju Arafah. Imam Tirmidhi writes after that, wa hadhal hadith ummul manasik. This hadith is the essence of Hajj. It's the nucleus of Hajj. This is the most important. What is the rest there? Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows in time to come millions of people will come. Sometime they might come late and they will read Salat in Arafat proper. They might read it just outside. So remember then the Master alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa read Zuhur and Asr day. And then for wukuf, the Master alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went inside Arafat. Are you clear? So when you go to that masjid, from that wall there where your speaker is, right to that wall there, you will see they got boards there in 50 languages, 40 languages. To tell people this front portion is not Arafat. You can read Salat here, but you can't make hukuf here. Hukuf, you must go into Arafat. Are you all following what I'm saying? So you must understand this thing here. So you must remember this, that when you go to Arafat, because the crowd is so big, so when you go for Ziyarat, then you must go there, inshallah. When we go, we take the people for Ziyarat, and we tell them, come read Salatul Duha. It's 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. So at least they see the masjid. Sometimes the masjid is closed, read in the courtyard. So at least you know what's happening and so forth. So that is Masjid Namira, okay? And there they read Zohr and Asr Salat, they make Jama'ah. And that is, even on a Friday, there's no Jummah Salat and so forth. So that is what you will see in Arafat. Arafat, you'll make dua, dua, dua. When you leave after sunset, then you're going to go to Muzdalifah. You're not going to read Maghrib Salat in Arafat. When you leave Arafat, this heart of ours, my dear testimony, that we cried so much, we begged Allah so much, Allah is Rahim, is Kareem, is Ghafoor Rahim, is Arhamur Rahimeen. Definitely, inshallah, Allah has forgiven us our vices, our sins. Always leave with a positive frame of mind. Then we go to Muzdalifah. So what is Muzdalifah? Muzdalifah, remember, is to combine. Muzdalifah. So there we combine our Maghrib and Isha. So when you go to these places, then you must know at least the meaning. فَإِذَا أَفَضْتُمْ مِنْ عَرَفَاتٍ فَاذْكُرُوا اللَّهِ إِنْدَ الْمَشْأَرِ الْحَرَامِ So Allah Ta'ala in the noble Quran calls Muzdalifah مَشْأَرِ الْحَرَامِ. Remember that. What is مَشْأَرِ الْحَرَامِ? So مَشْأَرِ الْحَرَامِ is the place where Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam combined their Maghrib and Isha Salat. When you go to Muzdalifah today, you will see a small masjid there. So that area where the masjid is Mash'al al-Haram. Today if somebody have to keep his son's name Haram, what we will do? We will say, this guy is a little tipsy. How can he keep his son's name Haram? He doesn't know that what I mean. The greatest masjid in the world is called Masjid al-Haram. Haram means sacred and holy. In Bukhari Sharif it comes, Sayyidina Haram radiallahu ta'ala an, in Urdu it sounds very nice. That in Urdu it sounds very nice. You must remember, you say Tir Ar Par Ho Gaya. The arrow from the enemy entered by the chest and came out by the back. He Haram radiallahu anhu picked up his hands. The blood that was oozing out, gushing out, when his palms were filled with the blood, he smeared it on his face, and he said, Fuz to your Rabbil Ka'ba. His last words, Ya Allah, I take qasam of you, and I take qasam of the Baytullah, you are the owner, possessor of the Ka'aba, Musharrafa, the Baytullah, I am successful, I made the supreme sacrifice for your love, and so, haram radiyo. So understand, it doesn't want meaning that our people, you keep your son's name haram, they'll say, Kabbalah, ye halal bacho hai ke haram bacho hai. Whether it's a halal chai or a illegitimate chai. So simple our people are, you know. And they think that they all know the whole encyclopedia, you understand? So you must learn all these things, yeah. So Mash'ar al-Haram, so that is the place where you make wukuf in Muzdalifah, so forth. Come, go forward. Now you must go to the graveyard. Our mother Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha, I left one of the talks in detail about both the graveyards, Makkah and Medina. But just for the name, I want to show you. So the name you must remember in Makkah. So where Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha is buried. Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anha is buried. You know Abdullah bin Zubair. Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha, you all know. She's the honorable wife of the Master alayhi salam. Six children came from her, and she's one of the greatest ladies of all times, radiallahu anha. Abdullah ibn Zubair, he's going to go out in battle. His mother is Asma. Asma is the elder sister of Siddiqa Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha. When she passed away, she was 100 years old, Asma radiallahu anha. All her teeth were still there. No teeth. Everything we can mention to you, when you start by hearting Asma or Rijal and Nisa, today we learn of all the soccer players, who scored penalty, who scored own goal, the Kala also knows, okay, who scored the century, you see. And when you got all the shaitani, then you know when all this and this type of things. Yeah. So brothers, you must know, listen to how he passes away. Abdullah ibn Zubayr, when you go to Makkah, then I think the brothers there. He's buried this side, his mother is buried the opposite. So Abdullah ibn Zubayr there, radiallahu anhuma, he is Sahabi, and remember that his father is Sahabi, his mother is Sahabi, right? His grandparents are Sahaba, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, and Asma's father is Sayyidina Abu Bakr. So Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiallahu anhuma is the year 73 after Hijrah. So he tells his mother Asma, when I go in now, these people will beat me, they will kill me, and then they're going to crucify me. Whatever he said, it happened like that also. Then what the mother said, oh my mother, my sisters, you see what's happening in Gaza? Do you know وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْغَزَّةَ? Do you even know what is Gaza? Gaza is where Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah was born. Gaza is that place where Hashim, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, great grandfather was buried there. Gaza is the place where the Mujahideen come from to make Ghazawat. They're ready to give their life. That these Jutlas, Haramis, because they found, you must remember, gas there and so forth. So now they're burning and so forth. Why these Arabs and Muslims found gas there? You need to understand the real politic behind things. And they prepare to dice with death, you must remember. And that is a separate topic, but you should know these things here. So remember Abdullah ibn Zubayr, his bidding farewell to his mother. Oh mothers, today the people want to come tell me about Taliban. They want to come and tell me about the women in Afghanistan. So those women, maybe they never went shopping and visited the mall in Poland and all that. But they gave birth to such Mujahideen who took on 48 countries one time and thrashed them and defeated them. They'll never ever come back. That is Imani Quwwat, Imani Taqat. Understand? The mother has to play the vital role, remember that. So Asma tells her son, Abdullah ibn Zubayr, Ya Bunayya, oh my beloved son, you go and fight till the end. Why? They can tear your body up to pieces. Inna shata la tata'allam ba'dal insilakh. When you slaughter the goat and the sheep, and then you remove the skin and the hide, then remember that sheep there, and that doesn't feel any pain. You are going, you sahabi a rasul. You are the first person, Nabi alayhi salatu salam, in Medina Munawwara after Hijrah. Awwalu mawludin ba'd al-Hijrah was him, Abdullah ibn Zubayr. The first thing that went into his mouth, Mubarak Abdullah ibn Zubayr, was Mu'awun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was the Mubarak saliva of the Master alayhi wa sallam. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made tahniq for him. This is Sahaba, Abdullah ibn Zubayr. See what advice the mother gave. Where are we and you? We should know. So I have to explain to you about the graveyard. You see, if you study Makkah, you will know one side, you don't know the other side. You pronounce it wrong also. Where the graveyard is, the Makkah's famous cemetery, Makbara, is called Mu'alla. What is called? No, Mala, Mala, Mala means to be crazy. So remember Mu'alla. So that is mean. So Mu'alla is there, the upper region. It's a slope, right? So when you stay in your Hilton, this Arabs don't say Hilton, this Hilton, and you stay in your Zamzam, and you stay all that in the first row, so this opposite the building there, the Kaaba Musharrafa and the Haram area, so all that is called Misfala. Misfala is the lower region. So it is up and then down. You got it down. So that is the thing. So now we take your story time again. Now they tell me make dua. So I make dua. Ya Allah, mare hajj kabul farma. Everybody say Ameen. I say Allah, mare umrah ko kabul farma. Accept the umrah. They shout Ameen. Ya Allah, hamare ziyarat Madina kabul farma. Accept our ziyarat. Ameen. Ya Allah, Madina Munawwara ki maut naseeb farma. Let us die in Madina. They all become Hanafis. I look at the beggar, ask the woman, who tell you Kala? Kala say, ke, I want to die, but Amreni, not now. Shopping list is not finished. When I ask the Baji, I say, Baji, who tell you? Baji say, one side is dollars and one side is riyas. What you talking, we must die now. That is how much we love Medina. The Master alayhi salatu salam said, Manishtata hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, authentic Sahih hadith. Man istata'a minkum an yamuta bil madina falyamut biha fa inni ashhadu lakum. Whosoever of you can pass away in Madina Munawwara with Iman Islam, do so. I, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, will intercede for you. The first people will be the people of Medina. What a great word. I'll speak on it one of the nights, inshallah. In detail, this I'm with you. Open Bukhari Sharif. There's a whole chapter on Medina Munawwara Imam Bukhari mentioned. In the ending, he mentions Sayyidina Umar Farooq, Amir al-Mu'mineen, radiallahu anhu warda. Then Sayyidina Umar, do you know who is he? One virtue I give. One virtue. Everybody came. Umar didn't come. Everybody came. Umar didn't come. Umar was invited to come. What bada fark hai? The big difference. Allahumma izzal Islam bi Umar ibn al-Khattab or bi Amr ibn Hisham. Ya Allah, bring Umar to us or bring Amr to us. Umar becomes Umar, Amir al-Mu'mineen, the person buried right next to Sayyidina Abu Bakr, next to the Master of Islam, and Sayyidina Abu Bakr is Sayyidina Umar. The second greatest person, first is Sayyidina Abu Bakr, and second is Sayyidina Umar Farooq. Second greatest person to walk on this earth after all the Anbiya, Prophets and Messengers are these two, that's why we call them Shaykhain. See what rank. And Amr bin Hisham, what he became. If you read Surah Dukhan, used to walk around Makkah in the gullies, alleys of Makkah, and used to tell the people, "May to Patel who? May to Chaudhry who? I am the trustee here. I am the big shot. Anil Aziz, I am powerful. Al Kareem, I am the very generous." And people used to all shake when he used to walk, because he had that, you know, blackmailing, threatening attitude. So Allah Ta'ala says, now you dispatch to Jahannam. Zuk, taste this punishment. Innaka antal azizul kareem. Because you used to say you're powerful. You used to say you're very, very generous. Now taste this punishment. See, that is Umar. Umar came, became radiallahu anhu. And people say, this Ramadan, somebody asked question. You see, that person was like this and like this, but he passed away on a Friday in Ramadan. Do you know that? I said, even Abu Jahl died on a Friday in Ramadan. Even Abu Jahl died on a Friday in Ramadan. So when the Sahaba, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, Surah Ar-Rahman was revealed, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, who is going to read Surah Ar-Rahman right by the Baytullah? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud was shocked. She said, I. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept quiet. Second time, Nabi alayhi sallam asked, who's going to read Surah Ar-Rahman? He stood up again. Again, Nabi alayhi sallam. Third time, who's going to read? He said, okay, go and read. He went there, Abu Jahl caught him, gave him a hiding ear by his ears and face and all. He started pleading, he came back, he was crying. That's why Nabi alayhi sallam was initially, but you know, reluctant to send him, because he's very short and they'll like take zulam on him and oppress him. Table stirred. The Battle of Badr, 17th Ramadan, Friday, second year of the Hijrah. And then the two youngsters, they saw Abu Jahl, they brought him down. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud is ready. First thing, here Abu Jahl, let me give you a little bit of medicine. He cut his ear. You see, you give me good hiding, today I fix you up. That, Sahaba. And then there's Abu Jahl, Shaitan. So proud, so arrogant, Fir'aun hazir ummah. When Abdullah ibn Mas'ud is going to decapitate him, he tells him, don't cut my neck here on top, cut here at the bottom. When the people see my head, then he must know this was the chief of his time. Can you imagine such pride and arrogance, even when you're dying and humiliated like this? So brothers, let's go on to the last one, and then for tonight we finish. So if you go, and you want to make Umrah, you want to do this, then there's a place called Masjid Aisha. So you must remember that. So what happened was, our mother Siddiqah bint Siddiq, when she came, remember, everything is documented. That is the beauty of Islam. You can ask us whatever you want, we will give you the documentation of it. So our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left 25th of Zulqa'dah from Madinah Munawwara, spent the night in Zulhulayfa, Bir Ali, your Khartoum and Darfur, that Bir Ali, you got nothing to do with Sayyidina Ali. Bir Ali, Abar Ali means the wells. Ali Dafuri, when he came there 107 years ago, he dug up all these wells. The people were elated, delighted. They said, they had leave the old name Zulhulifa, now we call it Bir Ali. Because paucity, shortage of water, now so many wells and all that they got. So they changed the whole name also. So then they would come from there and so forth. When she left, Mother Aisha Siddiqa, she made intention for Umrah only. Lo and behold, when she reached the Sarif, Sarif is a place where Hazrat Maymuna is buried, the honorable wife of the Master alayhi salam. Allah Ta'ala wanted to set the precedent for humanity and posterity for our mothers and sisters. Lo and behold, her haiz and her paki started. Now they entered Makkah Mukarrama on the 4th of Zulhijjah, and remember that was now the Sunday. And now they have to go for Hajj, and still she's not clean, our mother Siddiqa Suraysh. What must I do, Ya Rasulullah? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say, okay, leave your Umrah out now, you carry on with your Hajj, you make Ifrad Hajj, Hajj only. Now you know when you got two wives, three wives, four wives, all that. Now Hajj is finished, everything. 13th of Zulhijjah is finished, the night of the 14th. She comes, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. All the honorable wives, they made Umrah and Hajj. But I, Aisha, only made Hajj, Ya Rasulullah. So Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam loved her also. Said, okay, the Umrah season is open now from the 14th. This is your brother Abdul Rahman, radiallahu anhu. Abdul Rahman, take your sister, honorable wife, Siddiqa, said Aisha, go there to Masjid Aisha. That's why it's called Masjid Aisha. And then from there you make the Umrah. You see that? So that is the thing. Those are the places you must remember and see. One last point I'll just show you before you make dua and so forth. Remember, if you go out of Makkah, then you go to a place called Hunain. Allah speaks of this. In the 8th year of the Hijrah, when there a battle took place. And you go further away, then there's a place called Jirana. Very few of our South Africans go there. When you go there, I think Dr. Junaid, I took you there, I think. So anyway, that our friends and family, and they come with us, they will take them there. So Jirana is 30 kilos. You must say Zahab Iyab, with a taxi guy. There's no buses and taxis there. You must tell him round trip. You must wait for us. Otherwise, you'll wait till next year Ramadan also maybe. So you must remember that you tell him, then you go there, they got nice facilities, everything. And you can take a bath there, you can make wuzu there, all day, you read 2 rakat salah. That place is called Jirana. He, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from there. Siddiqa Sayyidah Aisha performed Umrah from Tan'im. That's Masjid Aisha. And from Jirana, in the 8th year of the Hijrah, the month of Zulqadah, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed the Umrah from there. So my final message to you for tonight, brothers, sisters, children, you're going for Umrah, you're going for Hajj, you're going Madinah Munawwara. Don't go for Hajj only. Don't go for Umrah only. Don't go to Madinah. No. Go and perform a quality Hajj. Go and perform a quality Umrah. Go and perform a quality Ziyarah to Madinah Munawwara. What we mean by that? Go study and read the books and so forth. My Umrah, my Hajj, my Ziyarat must be closest to that of the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and that of the beloved Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Then we will reap all the benefits and fruits and all that inshallah. So now it's almost time up. We must make dua also and we have to thank everybody. So we thank our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas, the whole entire Capital Group team. MashaAllah, they sponsor all these programs, so thousands of people throughout the world get benefit, and all the directors of Radio Al-Ansar and our Sirius FM, our brother Faisal Asmal, Yusuf Asmal, and all the brothers here, trustees, imams, mashallah, Allah Ta'ala reward you, Muhammadiyah, Hafiz, Noshad, and so forth. And mashallah, our team here, Muhammad Salim Asmal, mashallah, he is the Khamush Mujahid. He'll be there hiding behind one pillow or something. You won't see him, you see. But he does all the work. Our brother Dawood Munli, our Hafiz Muhammad Basar and all of them. MashaAllah, active team. So tomorrow, inshallah, we will be there in Ispingo Hills. And that will be same time, 7:15. And inshallah, we will start around the time there. We will speak about Madinah Munawwara. all the important places and the meanings of it and where you should go. Many a time people just go 2-3 places and finish. There are many places you can visit even now, inshallah. So we all should make special dua. Allah Jalla Wala protect the Haramain Sharifain, protect Masjid al-Aqsa, all our masajid. Allah Jalla Wala take everybody for Hajj. See, I tell you one quick story, you like stories. One day on the radio I said, all you brothers, sisters who want to go for Hajj, read Surah 2, read Surah 2, verse 128. There's one brother in Italy, so he just heard me. And he's a driver, big truck driver and all. So he wrote it down, Surah 2, chapter 2, verse 128. It's not Hafiz anything. Then he started learning. So then he starts reading. وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. So his name Abdullah. After about 3 weeks, 1 month, whatever the case might be, his Hajj season, the agent phoned him. Abdullah, you want to go for Hajj? He said, of course. But in the same breath, he said, but. The agent said, I didn't ask you, but you want to come or you don't want to come? He said, of course. I say, come bring your passport tomorrow and all. I need one helper with me. From Italy. No money, nothing, he had to pay. That motor took him and it. Now I land up, you know, I like to make chakkar, but I'm sitting quietly at home. Local is like, now we just sit, we don't go anywhere now. We come to Tongat and all that. So you must remember that what happened. So I flew from here to there and landed up in Venice, there in Italy. So I told him that because first time we're meeting, now we communicate by email and WhatsApp and all. I say, you will see me, I'm a tall guy, white kurta, my wife will have hijab, niqab, there's very few people you will see us. So then we walked out, he's there, and he came running, and he hugged me, and he's crying. He read in my ear, وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. You, my brother, you, my sister, you must have the yaqeen that my Allah will take me for Hajj. إِذَا سَأَلْتُمُ اللَّهُ وَأَنْتُمْ مُوْقِنُونَ بِالْإِجَابَةِ. Hadith in Tirmidhi. When you beg Almighty Allah, beg Him with firm yaqeen and conviction, Allah will accept my dua. Now me and you, we make dua, then we play with our spectacles, play with our beer, we meet our first wife, second wife, and all that. And by playing food, all that. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيَكْمَلُ دُعَاءَ الْمِنْ غَافِلِينَ. Allah don't accept dua from people's hearts who are unmindful, brothers. So Allah Ta'ala will make dua, all those going for Hajj, Allah Ta'ala take you safely, and you spend quality time, and inshallah, and you know that it's going to continue, and Saturday is the Hajj seminar, inshallah. Everybody going for Hajj, inshallah, Allah Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, wa salim, salimna, wa hamdi, wa ala alihi, wa habihi, ajma'in. ربنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا ربنا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ولم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكون من الخاسرين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما على الله توكلنا ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين اللهم اكفنيهم بما شئت اللهم اكفنا بما شئت اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم اللهم اجعل تدبيرهم تدميرهم يا رب العالمين اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين يا رب العالمين اللهم احصهم عددا واقتلهم بددا ولا تبقي منهم احدا اللهم ارنا عجائب قدرتك فانهم لا يعجزونك اللهم ارنا عجائب قدرتك فانهم لا يعجزونك اللهم سلط عليهم كلبا من كلابك يا رب العالمين اللهم شتت شملهم اللهم دمر ديارهم اللهم خالف بين قلوبهم وصفوفهم يا رب العالمين اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر المسجد الاقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين يا ارحم الراحمين وادخلنا في رحمتك وانت ارحم الراحمين اللهم في مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين قال الله تعالى في شان حبيبه إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا سيدنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين.